Jim Justice announced his run for governor more than a year and a half ago, and since has held a substantial lead in the polls. The owner of coal mines in several states and the famous Greenbrier Resort has invested more than $1 million of his own money in the race. But Justice has faced many challenges along the way, including criticism over his vague policy ideas and investigations into his business practices. When it comes to traditional Democratic politicians, Jim Justice is likely not the first person who comes to mind for many. The billionaire businessman and coal operator changed his Republican Party affiliation shortly before announcing he'd run for governor in May of 2015.
I am much more suited to be a Democrat because I truly want to be the person that is trying to take up for the little guy.
That was Justice after the announcement in White Sulphur Springs. 18 months later, after defeating a former Senate president and a U.S. attorney in the primary, there is little doubt that the Democratic frontrunner has the full backing of his party in the state, even though his platform parallels that of his Republican rival. U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia's only Democratic member of Congress, endorsed Justice in March, but Manchin's team of political insiders has been working with the Democratic gubernatorial candidate since long before the endorsement. Larry Puccio, Manchin's former chief of staff, works as a consultant on the campaign.
He's been able to do great things. He thinks big. He thinks on a different level.
Puccio shared that message on the Metro News program Talkline last month, a message that Justice himself has traveled the state touting. But the candidate has been criticized for speaking too broadly about his plans for West Virginia's future, not giving the voters enough specific ideas about how he'll create jobs, diversify the state's economy, and deal with shrinking tax revenues, three of the biggest issues in the race. Justice's usual answer?
We're dying on the vine. We've proven how to die. We've got to think big, and we've got to move forward.
During the second of two televised debates, Justice did share some economic plans, like calling on Congress to credit the state for its large acreage of forested land or attracting the next Dollywood to West Virginia. Professor of Political Science at West Virginia Wesleyan College, Dr. Robert Rupp, says those big ideas and the way Justice conveys them, that's part of who he is as a candidate, a down-home, folksy guy.
That ensures that he can connect with the voters, but the difficulty is, can he convince the voters that he'll be a good governor?
Rupp, a former Republican member of the State Election Commission, says throughout the campaign, Justice has had to work harder to convey an image of leadership than his Republican opponent, Senate President Bill Cole. But all of the polls, even those paid for by the state GOP, show Justice is up in the race, by as many as double digits in some cases. And that lead has left him open to attacks. The Republican Governors Association has spent nearly $1 million on the race, largely on television ads that attempt to link Justice to Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate for president who's widely unpopular in the state. Some center on donations he and his family made in 2011 to the Democratic National Committee.
Justice became a Democrat under Obama, gave tens of thousands to national Democrats. Now he's running on the Clinton Justice ticket.
The Justice family donated more than $120,000 to the DNC during the 2012 election cycle, but Jim Justice has said those dollars were in support of Steve Beshear, Kentucky's former Democratic governor. Justice released his own campaign ads separating himself from Clinton and had this to say during a gubernatorial debate.
It's preposterous for a coal man to be a supporter of Hillary Clinton. I mean, I don't know why we continue with those lies, and they're just absolute lies.
But it's Justice's reputation of being a coal man that news outlets have scrutinized during the race. An NPR investigation in October found Justice companies owed $15 million in unpaid local, state, and federal taxes, as well as delinquent mine safety fines. In West Virginia, Justice owed $3 million in unpaid severance taxes on coal, an area of decline in tax revenues that's caused significant financial hardship for the state. Justice responded to the report during an October 11th debate, saying yes, he owes the taxes and fines, but he is working through a difficult time in the coal industry, and unlike many other companies, hasn't filed for bankruptcy. Justice says that would be giving up.
If we would have given up, what would have happened? Those good people, men and women that were working, they'd have gone home. They wouldn't have had their jobs. And I won't feel bad for a second for trying to keep those people in their jobs.
So if his business record, his party's national politics, and his broad policy ideas haven't knocked Justice out of the front-runner position, less than a week away from Election Day, some say maybe nothing can. There is one other factor in the race, though: Mountain Party candidate Charlotte Pritt. Pritt was the Democratic Party's candidate for governor in 1996 and today is collecting the party's protest votes, left-leaning West Virginia Democrats who are less than satisfied with conservative justices' campaign. Pritt has polled as high as 8% in the race, but is her Democratic support enough to hurt justice? West Virginians will find out on November 8th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara.